From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So, did you have a lot of fun at the Puzzlers League convention in San Antonio?
It was a great time. Very hot, but good time, as always.
Yes, and I'm sure you're just full of puzzles, you know, to use now or later. But before we find out what you have in store for us today, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. I said, take the last name of a well-known 20th century world leader, seven letters, write these in a circle, reading clockwise. Then, starting with the fourth letter and reading counterclockwise, you'll name an important period in human history. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the name is Noriega, as in Manuel Noriega, the former strongman of Panama. Do that operation, I said, and you get Iron Age.
Wow. We had over 1,800 entries from people who tried to solve that particular puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Robert Beretta from Houston, Texas. Hi, Robert.
How you doing?
I'm well. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a bilingual fifth grade teacher here in Houston, Texas.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I would say off and on for about 6 years, since college or so.
You ready to play?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right. Will, meet Robert. Let's play.
All right, Robert, I made this puzzle last week in the car ride between Texas and Indiana, and my friend Dana Richard helped on this. I'm going to give you three words starting with the letters H-O-T, as in hot. Think of a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said high, old, and trade, you'd say school, as in high school, old school, and trade school.
Okay.
All right, number one is head, Ouija, and tote, T-O-T-E.
What was the second one?
Ouija, or Ouija, O-U-I-J-A.
And tote. Headboard, Ouija board, tote board?
That's it. Try this one. Halfway, open, tree.
House.
Halfway house, open house, and tree house. Excellent. Hour, H-O-U-R, opera. Tinted, T-I-N-T-E-D.
Glass.
Glass, yes. Home, operating, tap, T-A-P.
I want to say table, but that doesn't make any sense.
And the operating table would be in what?
Hospital.
Think of where all the students gather at the beginning of the day before they go off to their classes.
You probably run one of these in your school.
Cafeteria?
No.
Home blank.
Home.
Go ahead, Leanne.
I did. Room.
Homeroom?
Homeroom, yeah. You know what? Sometimes I operate it and sometimes I don't. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's where you threw me off.
And that's when you go to the tap room, right?
That's where I go to the tap room, yes, when I'm finished with the homeroom.
Try this one. Hat, H-A-T.
Okay.
Oven, O-V-E-N. And tie, T-I-E.
Hat, mitt, oven mitt, tie mitt, no.
Oven blank, it's something in the oven.
Oven rack.
Oven rack, hat rack, and tie rack is right. Heat, H-E-A-T, ocean, and tidal.
Wave.
Tidal wave, yes. Hurricane, oil, lava.
Hurricane, boil, lava.
I bet you're too young for the
You're too young
one.
For the lava one. The lava one, that was a sort of a faddish item in the 60s.
Was it like lava shoes or something?
No.
Man, I am too young.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. Lava lamp.
Lava lamp. An oil lamp and hurricane lamp. Good.
There we go.
Try this one. Hospital, oyster, twin, T-W-I-N.
Boy, these hospital ones are getting me.
It's a three-letter answer.
Bed.
There you go. Hospital bed, oyster bed, and twin bed. Hot water, oxygen, think.
Tank.
Tank. That's good. And here's your last one. Hail, H-A-I-L. Oliver, tomb, T-O-M-B.
Stone.
Hailstone, Oliver Stone, and tombstone. Nice job.
All right.
Hey, Robert, nice work.
I wish I was this good in my classroom.
In your homeroom. I bet you're really
good. In my homeroom, that's right.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Wordplay, the official companion book to the movie featuring Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. So what member station do you listen to, Robert?
Listen to KUHF down here in Houston.
Excellent. Robert Beretta from Houston, Texas. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us, and enjoy the rest of your summer vacation.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Okay. Thanks. Will, I bet you have a challenge for us to work on for the next week.
Yes, and it's an easy-ish one, I think. Name a make of car containing the letter N, as in Nancy. Rearrange the letters to get a new word starting with N that names something you might put a car in. What is it? So again, a make of car whose name contains the letter N. Rearrange the letters to get a new word starting with N that names something you might put a car in. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.